Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're covering something that sits, right at the intersection of creator burnout and industrial automation.
Yeah.
And I want to start with a feeling I think everyone listening has had. You open your phone, you check your feeds, and it's just, it's noise. It's a wall of content.
It's a total deluge. I mean, we are living through what the research calls content saturation.
Right.
And if you're a creator, that is a, well, it's a terrifying place to be.
It feels like the water level just keeps rising, doesn't it? Every single day, a new platform, a new format.
It does. And if you think about it, the problem used to be distribution. You know, you needed a broadcast tower or a printing press.
Sure.
But platforms like YouTube, X, and the one we're really focusing on today, Odyssey, they solved that. The shelf space is infinite now.
But that's the double-edged sword, isn't it? Infinite shelf space just means infinite competition.
That is the bottleneck.
Yeah.
It shifted completely from how do I reach people to how do I produce enough quality signal to get noticed without, you know, physically collapsing.
Which brings us right to our two subjects today. First, we have Odyssey, this fascinating, slightly rebellious video platform. It's like the Wild West compared to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. A very different vibe.
And then we have this piece of, well, infrastructure called Auto Content API.
Right. And the whole mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug those two things together.
Okay.
We're not talking about using ChatGPT to write a tweet here. We're talking about how a piece of industrial code can turn a single independent creator on Odyssey into something that functions like a massive media conglomerate.
I want to paint that picture of Odyssey first, because if you haven't spent time there, the vibe is distinct.
It is eclectic.
To say the least. I was scrolling the feed this morning. It's not just lifestyle vlogs. You've got categories like finance 2.0, super technical tech channels.
Gaming. Spooky.
Spooky is my favorite. It's surprisingly robust.
It really is.
But you see the diversity, right? You have Clownfish TV ranting about the gaming industry right next to Scott Manley doing deep orbital mechanics, and then the Y-Files on CIA conspiracies. It's a huge mix.
But here's the common thread, and this is crucial for our discussion.
Okay.
If you look at a channel like Pixelfella covering RPGs or EEV Blog doing those circuit board breakdowns, there are almost always one-person operations, maybe two.
And that's where they hit the wall, because you can only edit so fast.
Right. The source material brings up this idea of mental availability. It's a marketing term, but it applies perfectly.
What does that mean exactly?
The old internet was, build it and they will come. You make one good video a week, you grow. That's dead.
It's dead. Why? Is the algorithm just that mean now?
It's not just the algorithm, it's the audience. Attention is fragmented. To grow now, you need to be everywhere. You need to be in there. Ear on the subway, on their Twitter feed at lunch, on their TikTok at night.
You need to be omnipresent. So when they think tech news, they think of you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But for a guy like Canadian Prepper on Odyssey, he's busy making the actual videos.
Right. He can't also be a full-time blogger and a podcaster and a short-form video editor. He's probably out in the woods.
Precisely. Unless he has a huge budget. And we looked at the numbers from the Auto Content report. They're eye-watering.
Oh, yeah.
Outsource a single high-quality podcast episode. You're looking at anywhere from $100 to
$15,000. $15,000 for one audio episode.
For the high end, yeah. And a professional video edit for, say, a vertical short. Agencies can charge $3,000 to $10,000 for that.
So if I'm an indie creator on Odyssey, I'm just priced out of being everywhere. I'm stuck.
You're bottlenecked by human time and by capital. And that is the specific wedge where this Auto Content API comes in. It calls itself an industrial engine for content transformation.
I like that distinction. Transformation, not just generation.
What's the difference to you?
Well, generation implies making something up from scratch. Transformation, that sounds like taking what I already did and just, you know, changing its shape.
Exactly. So let's get a bit technical and walk through the input layer. The API is designed to take a URL as a trigger.
Okay.
So imagine you're the channel inside Wire. They posted a video, Ubiquity Ask Me Anything.
I saw that. It's like an hour of super deep networking Q&A. Great content, but dense. I'm not watching that if I'm busy.
Exactly. So the API ingests that Odyssey URL. It watches the video, but it's doing more than just transcribing. It's identifying the context, the specific advice, the user questions.
And then what? spits out a summary.
It executes a transformation workflow. So it'll automatically draft a structured blog post with the key takeaways. It'll format a newsletter. It can even run a deep research module to fact check the claims in the video.
So you film once and the machine fills your blog and your email list. But the feature that really stopped me in my tracks, and I think this is the killer app for Odyssey, was the audio pivot.
This is huge.
Because Odyssey is a video platform. I can't watch InsideWire while I'm driving my car.
And this is what they call the notebook LM gap. Audio is the fastest growing segment of media. People want to listen while they do dishes or commute. Their eyes are busy, their ears are free.
But usually, turning a video into a podcast just means you rip the audio track. And let's be honest, that's often a terrible listening experience.
It's awful. There's dead air. You miss the visual gags. Look at this chart. Just doesn't work on Spotify.
Right.
So the Auto Content API does something different. It takes the transcript of that video and programmatically converts it into a professional podcast. But, and this is the kicker, it uses two AI agents to do it.
Wait, two agents? Like a host and an expert, sort of like what we're doing now.
Very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
It creates a synthetic dialogue, they banter, they discuss the points, they recap, it turns a monologue into a conversation.
That is just wild. So if I'm a fan of, say, Linux Hub on Odyssey, and they drop a deep tutorial, I don't have to sit at my desk to consume it.
No. The API can serve you up a 15-minute audio summary on Spotify. The creator made the content once, but the API just opened up a whole new audience of commuters and runners.
It's cloning their intellectual property, but just changing the container it comes in.
And doing it for cents on the dollar. It decouples their output from their time.
Okay, so that handles the long formats, blog, podcast, newsletter. But we have to talk about the attention span crisis.
Mm.
The source material had a stat that is, frankly, terrifying. By 2025, short vertical video is expected to be 82% of all internet traffic.
82%. If you're not making vertical video, you effectively do not exist to most of the internet.
But editing vertical video is so painful. You have to reframe everything. You have to caption it. It can take longer to edit the short than the main video.
Which is where this faceless channel strategy comes in. The API has a specific endpoint called Video Create Shorts.
And for the non-coders, an endpoint is just a specific command you send, right? Like ordering off a menu.
Exactly. You just say, make me a short about this. It takes a script or just a summary of your main video, and it generates a 9.16 vertical video.
Okay.
But it's not just grabbing stock footage. It uses AI avatars that actually lip sync to the audio, and it auto-generates those punchy subtitles you see all over TikTok.
So let's apply this. I saw a channel called Moviegasm.
Subtle name.
Very. They had a reaction video to the new Super Bowl trailer. Normally, they just post that on Odyssey and hope people find it.
Right.
But with the API, they could instantly churn out, say, 5 different promotional shorts, one on the costume, one on the release date, one on a casting controversy.
All with an AI avatar presenting it, ready for TikTok or YouTube shorts.
And those aren't even the final product. They're basically ads.
They're funnels. They drive traffic back to the main Odyssey video. You're fishing where the fish are without spending 6 hours in Premiere Pro.
There's another tactic here that I think is brilliant, especially for Odyssey's commentary channels. The whole concept of newsjacking.
Yes. This is a speed game.
So how does the API handle this? The docs say it connects to X and Reddit directly.
It does. It has real-time listening.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Clownfish TV. A huge topic recently was Nintendo Switch 2 is a FLOP.
Oh, it was everywhere. People arguing about the specs for days.
Right. A creator could set up a workflow where the API monitors Reddit for Nintendo Switch. The moment it detects a spike in conversation, it triggers.
It wakes up.
It wakes up, triggers the deep research module to find out why people are talking. It reads the threads, checks the specs, then it generates a script based on that, and can even produce a reaction video or a podcast update.
So the creator could wake up in the morning and the API has already drafted a script based on news that broke while they were asleep.
It allows the independent creator to be first to market. In the news cycle, being first is often more important than being the best. This gives you the speed of a CNN newsroom with the cost of a hobbyist.
That's a huge game changer because usually by the time you wake up, research and film, the trend is already over.
You missed the wave. This lets you surf every single wave.
You mentioned Odyssey being a global platform, though. I see comments in different languages, but let's be real, most creators, we barely speak one language well.
And that is the biggest ceiling on a creator's total addressable market. If you only speak English, you're ignoring billions of people in the Spanish, German, and Hindi-speaking worlds.
But translation is hard. And good dubbing. That's an art form. It's expensive.
Usually, yes. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
Over 50.
Yeah. So let's take the Y files again. They cover universal topics: history, mystery, aliens. That stuff works in any culture.
True. Everyone loves a good moon conspiracy. It transcends borders.
Exactly. So they can set up a workflow where every time they upload an English episode, the system grabs it, translates it, and resynthesizes the audio into Spanish or German or Japanese.
Hold on. Resynthesizes. It's not just a robot voice reading the text.
No, it creates a new audio track with the proper intonation. And with the video tools, you can technically have a fully localized version of the channel running automatically.
So you could, what, 5x your potential audience overnight?
Without hiring a single local producer, it creates ubiquity not just across formats, but across borders.
That is incredibly powerful. But I want to pivot to something a bit nerdier, but just as important: search engines.
Ah, the endless battle for Google.
Because Odyssey is great, but it can be hard to find stuff on Google, right? A video doesn't always rank well because Google can't easily read a video.
That's the thin content problem, yeah. Google loves rich, text-heavy pages that answer specific questions. Just a video player and a title. Google often just ignores you.
So how does the API help? Because most video creators hate writing.
It's a strategy called programmatic SEO, or PSEO. You're basically building a massive net to catch traffic. The API can generate thousands of unique 500-word guides plus audio summaries for thousands of topics at once.
Okay, give me a concrete example from Odyssey.
Okay, take the Finance 2.0 category. There's a channel, Wools End Finance.
Seen them. Crypto, stocks, that sort of thing.
So imagine they want to rank on Google for every single new crypto token. There are thousands. They can't write thousands of articles.
They need a staff of 50 writers.
But the API can do it. They could generate a unique landing page for every token they mention. The API fills each page with deep research on that token, a generated audio summary, a text guide. Suddenly, they have thousands of high-quality pages indexed by Google.
And when someone searches, "Is Token X a scam?" they land on that page.
And that page drives them. Where?
Back to the Wolves in Finance Odyssey channel.
Exactly. It's a giant net for organic traffic.
Mm.
You let the AI do the grunt work of building the SEO castle.
That's smart. But this leads to the big question: the cost. Because every time I hear industrial engine or enterprise solution, I just hear expensive.
And that's the really surprising part. The source breaks it down, and it's a huge contrast to the manual costs.
Okay, hit me with the numbers.
To create a short video manually, we said $50 to $300 on the very low end. With Auto Content, it's about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
It's like a 90% plus reduction. And for the smaller creators, the amateur plan is listed at 24 euros a month for 1,000 credits.
So for the price of a couple of coffees, a creator on Odyssey can start generating podcasts and blogs.
It's accessible to pretty much anyone, but there's one more technical detail we have to clarify. It's an API-first tool. It's headless.
Okay, hold on. Headless? That sounds like a horror movie. What does that actually mean for normal people?
Think of it like this: most software is like a toaster. It has buttons, a screen, you have to stand there and operate it.
Okay, I get that.
Headless software is like the plumbing in your walls. You don't see it, you don't log into a website and click buttons every day. It just connects to other tools like Make.com or Zapier.
So it's automation plumbing.
Exactly. You set up a set forget workflow. You say, "When a new video hits my Odyssey RSS feed, trigger the plumbing." The API wakes up, makes the tweet thread, the podcast MP3, the blog post, and then automatically sends them to Spotify and X.
And the creator is doing what during all this?
Sleeping or making their next video. It's the automated enterprise.
Wow.
It allows a single person to operate with the output of a 10-person media team.
You know, when you step back and look at what this actually means for a platform like Odyssey, it's always been about the alternative, right? The voices that maybe don't fit the mainstream mold.
That's its core identity. It's for people who want something different.
And usually those alternative voices are at a massive disadvantage. They don't have the resources of a CNN or a Disney.
They're outgunned financially and logistically.
But this technology,
Right.
this API, it feels like it levels the playing field in a really aggressive way.
It does. It democratizes industrial scale. It used to be only the biggest corporations could afford to be omnipresent. Now, for 100 euros a month, a guy in his basement talking about Star Wars theories can have the same media footprint as a legacy news network.
It's like giving superpowers to the independent creator.
It is. We're not just talking about making content faster. We're talking about changing the fundamental economics of growth.
Right.
If you can decouple your output from your time, there is no ceiling on how big you can get.
That's a fascinating place to land. It's not just a tool, it's an equalizer.
It shifts the competition from who has the most money to who has the best ideas. Because the production part, that's solved.
So here's the thought I want to leave everyone with today, and it's a bit provocative. If a single creator, maybe you listening right now, can run a global, multilingual media empire using an API for the cost of a gym membership, what happens to the traditional media companies still spending millions on manual production?
Are we looking at the extinction of the staffed newsroom?
It's a wild thought, something to chew on while you check out that spooky category on Odyssey. Thanks for diving in with us.
Till next time.